It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Politicians are canvassing at our doors and will be for the next couple of weeks, and then they'll be back out again for the general election later in the year. I've always said, you know, and I've been saying it for years, if you believe anything you're told on your doorstep for the next 4 or 5 weeks, if you actually believe anything you're told, then you probably shouldn't be allowed to vote. That's the nature of election campaigns. And I know politicians of every hue hate me saying that, but they all smile quietly to them. Jesus, he's right, isn't he? We'll tell him anything to get a vote, and they will. That's the nature of it. They'll tell you anything on the door. They'll promise you better weather to get your vote over the next couple of weeks, so don't be taken in by it. But in Wales, their parliament, which is called the Senedd, I think, or the Senedd, I can't quite pronounce it, but in the Senedd, I think, their parliament wants to bring a law to pass now where you would actually be banned as a politician from telling lies. You could actually go to jail for it. It's being driven by a fellow called Adam Price, who's a former leader of a big Welsh party, Plaid Cymru. He says that in a world of populism, disinformation, deep fakes and lies, it's a vital issue. He says the public are rightly tired of seeing politicians lie with impunity. We have the power to change that. We have the power to change the rules, to act with integrity, honesty and respect. And should you lie to Parliament and be discovered afterwards to have lied to Parliament, or lie publicly in the media about something, whatever, you should go to jail. He said it should be illegal to willfully mislead the Parliament or to willfully mislead the public. Now, whether it'll go through, I don't know, but it would be, if it did go through, Wales would be the first country in the world to make it a criminal offence for a politician to lie. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but what would you think of it if it did? Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. Do you know what? I saw the article, and the first thing I did, I scanned up to the top right-hand corner and checked the date, just to be sure. Because I just thought, nah, this is just taking it too far. But do you know what? He's right, and they're doing it for the right reason. And the article that I read, I think it could actually pass. I think the Welsh could introduce this. You know, they're a special breed of people sometimes, the Welsh. Gotta love them, like. But this is a really good idea.
You lived in Bristol for a while, which is just over the border.
Yeah. So
Plaid Cymru is a very powerful party over there, isn't it?
Plaid Cymru have been in government, or part of government in Wales for a while. You know, they're not at the minute, but they are the Welsh National Party, basically. And, you know, they're like the SNP. They're the Welsh version of the SNP.
Yeah.
So what they're saying, I mean, at the end of the day, it can be described as populism. Because at the end of the day, who's not going to say, yeah, this is a great idea? Politicians have to tell the truth. You know, shock horror. Your introduction to this is like, we're all nodded along. That's shocking. That's really bad. You know, and it's really not healthy for a country to have this much distrust in what officials are telling you.
Didn't Pat Rabbit say on the telly, Kev, a few years ago, Pat Rabbit, the former leader of the Labour Party, said it on telly years. No, Pat, being Pat, was saying it off the cuff. He's that kind of a politician. Mm. But he said at the time, sure, something about politicians making promises on the doorstep during, and he said, sure, isn't that what you do to get a vote? But
yeah,
we accept that.
But it's gone beyond that. Yeah, I know, but there's the white lies that we know about. We know that whenever we have a general election, we know that what they tell us on the doorstep gets horsed in the bin for a coalition agreement. We know that, and we all vote according to that. You know, it's not like a one-stop shop where you get everything you want all the time. We have coalitions all the time. You're not going to get everything that you want, but you'll fight for the ones that are important to your party, and you'll try to get those. But I mean, when you've got where we are now, where politicians will, in some countries, will openly stand in front of a microphone and flat out tell you that black is white to your face and not get any pushback from it, it's beyond the, we'll sort out the streetlights for you, we'll fix those potholes. We're way beyond that point. Mm. Now, if you'd have asked me 10 years ago, do you think Ireland will have a problem with populism and extremism in this country, and I said, you're having a laugh. We're too grown up for that. And yet here we are in 2024, and it's starting to become an issue. Mm. So, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're applying for a job at a hospital and you lie on your CV, that's fraud. You can go to jail for that. Mm-hmm. All right. So why is this any different when the information that they're imparting to us is as important in certain occasions as what a GP is going to tell you across the desk?
Yeah.
You know, and there should be consequences. The consequences of what happened in the UK over COVID, we're seeing with the COVID inquiry, with Boris Johnson getting, you know, eventually it cost him his job. But then you've seen the stuff, we all watched the post office series that ITV did.
Yeah.
Fantastic series. But look at the amount of ministers who flat out lied throughout their career when they're to deal with that. It resulted in people going to jail. So, look, I think what they're trying to do, for all of the right reasons, should be lauded. And I really hope it passes, because it would be a hell of an experiment to see if dialogue changes in Wales because politicians are forced to stand up and say, I can't do that for you. Mm. It's not within my remit to do this.
Now, there's a word in there that I note, Kevin, which is a... And you and I are both long enough following politics now, but the very, very important word in there, did you spot it? Willfully.
Yeah.
Which means afterwards, well, you lied to me, Mr. Politician, Mrs. Politician. You told me. Well, at the time, I believed it was true.
Yeah.
So I didn't lie to you willfully. So there is an out clause for them here.
Of course there is. And they have to. I mean, at the end of the day, this is what makes me think they're serious about doing it, by the way, is because this hasn't just been done off the cuff in a back room. Lads, we've got a local election coming up. What would really fly with the public? I know, we'll ban politicians for lying. No, this has been, they brought people in, the consultants in, to really work out the wording of how this could progress into a serious policy.
Yeah.
So they're not talking about, you know, XYZ little white lie. They're talking about willfully lying to the public on something of importance. They're separating out the rubbish here to what's serious. And they probably are looking at what could come down the line with AI, with deepfakes, with the way that politics is going across the globe at the minute.
Because I'm sure, and we are in the middle of a campaign.
This could be serious.
And I get your view on this, Kev, before I move over to Finn.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at election campaigns, and I was only counting. But since I started doing this job, working politics, working the political beat, this is something close to my 36th or 37th different election campaign of different types. And I'm getting old, and I'm looking at what's out there now, and I'm there screaming into my phone, that's not true. And I'm doing it 100 times a day. That's a flipping lie. That's not true. It's getting worse, Kev. Do you agree with me?
It's getting a lot worse. And what I find this is where your role, the media's role in this, is so important, because people are getting their information from so many different places now that you have to have presenters, broadcasters, journalists who are really informed, because and brave enough to push back and have bosses willing to let them push back. Mm. And that's the other thing that I think that we're in a decent spot in Ireland with the way media ownership is, that it's not like certain stations in the UK where we don't want to go hard on this party because they donate to us or they're helping to fund us or whatever, yeah, or they're supplying presenters to us. We don't want to go down that route. I think that's a dangerous route to go down. But you can see when you watch some foreign media, especially more so in the States than anywhere, that where you have media that's partisan, if you have media that's partisan that isn't pushing back on what they know is flat out lies, then after a while you end up with a dumbass public.
Yeah, you do, you do, and you see what happens then. Kev, thank you. 0818 96 96 96. Just in terms of what Kevin was saying there, I've been in this building for a very long time, and I've had Barry, my editor in the newsroom, for years, and Emer, my editor here, for the last couple of years, and others before. The only thing I've ever been asked by my editors and by those above my editors is, can you back up what you're saying? Can you support what you're saying? And yes, the standards of backing it up over the years have changed, and this having to support stuff, it's harder now than it used to be. But once I can back up what I'm saying about something, I've never been told not to do it in a long, long, long time. Finn, politicians being sent to jail for lying to us. Will it ever happen, do you think? Morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you? I don't think it will happen. It's a very, very good idea in the sense that if somebody willfully lies to you, but your point on that, that's a very good bullet point that was in this press conference or in this newspaper article. If you're representing your station and your boss tells you to go out and say something on the doorstep, you're going to say it. So it's like a microwave effect. It cooks from the inside out. So the politicians that are coming down to get votes for their parties might be ending up with big jobs. They might not be ending up in the Doyle, they might be ending up in the Shannon, whatever, but they're representing their party. But to me, it's striking out that we're the ones that are the fools, the voters, because we voted the last election. We didn't vote the government that are in, that are now running the country in. It was a different thing, but we went to a coalition. And as Kevin rightly said, the coalition, they're going to go and have a tug of war to see what's best for their party, what makes them, puts bums on seats within the Doyle. And I think that if the people, if politicians at the minute, it's politics before people. Whereas if somebody came out and actually said, let's do people before politics. We're a small country. We're a very, very small country. But at the same time, we have got a lot of clout. And people mightn't agree with me, but we do have a lot of clout. But we're bursting at the seams at the minute, right? So these guys are coming out. They're saying X, Y, and Z. But if every politician, just say Johnny Black gets voted in from Cork and he's up in the Shannon, let him represent his county the best he can be. Forget what's going on up in Tipperary. Forget what's going on up in Dublin. And if everybody had somebody in the Doyle that was representing their city manfully and honestly, the country would develop. We're waiting on the event centre. You've called people out on your show that have been, you know, have been lying. The RTE scandal. I'm not even going to go into the Tune Baby scandal. These people knew what were going on and willfully lied. They actually didn't willfully lie. They definitely 100% lied because it was their way out. And when you catch somebody, it's swerved. They're fantastic at swerve ball. Any politician. But then again, it's not every single politician, because we've got very, very good guys who want to make things happen, who want to make things right for the people of Ireland, but they're just being, I suppose, silenced in the sense that, hang on a second now, we're in here, we're staying here for as long as they want. I.e., you take Tottenham Hotspur's manager, I promise you that the Premier League next year, don't get it. Do you know what you do? Move down there, go on gardening leave. There's never in the government somebody comes out and says, I promise this will happen. We will get this. You will have that. The URC, there's a prime example.
Yeah.
Meant to be gone how many years ago?
Oh, yeah.
If you do the calculations, which are fantastic, and Fergal is brilliant at doing his math, if you go in and see what's been taken from that segmented tax, there will be a lot of people housed in Ireland. There will be a lot of people who are homeless will be housed in Ireland.
I remember at a time when Enda Kenny during an election campaign was challenged on why, having condemned the USC when it came in, he wouldn't abolish it. And he said, I had it on tape for a while, I have it gone now though. He said, well, if you can come up with somewhere else to get the 4.3 billion, then I'll go right
here. Frightening?
Yeah.
Isn't that frightening that the country, the politicians who we put into power, and that's the vital thing about this, we put into power, can run up a $4.3 billion debt by bailing out a prior campaign and a prior government, and then all of a sudden, hang on a second, we've messed up here. But you know what we'll do? We'll go back on the doorsteps and we'll challenge people and we'll actually take from people to pay us off our debt, but we'll be okay with our 110 grand pension
too.
Or salary or wages. And yet you've got guys go in there and say to you on your radio show, X, and you know very, very well it's Y. So if you say, actually, do you know what? Now this is Y. The next time you ring this guy to get a comment, what happens? You chasing your tail trying to get him on the air.
Well, now, let me pick you up on that one because it's a point you're making. And again, I've been doing this a little while. I have said, long said, and I've had friends of mine look at me and go, PJ, you're mad. I firmly believe that the overwhelming number of people who get into politics, especially at local level, Finn, I believe they do it for the right reasons. I believe they 100%. Do it for genuine reasons. I believe...
I absolutely agree with you, yeah. But
they get caught up in a machine that doesn't care.
A tumble dryer that doesn't care. And what it does, when you open a tumble dryer in a laundrette, it spits out something, doesn't it? When you open the door, it spins around and something gets spit out. Anybody who speaks up, i.e. whistleblowers, anybody who actually tells the truth, suddenly gets spat out of that door. And then as long as that goes on, they'll come back on the door, and Mary up in Churchfield needs there's a ramp outside her door she needs to put in. Oh yeah, no problem whatsoever. No bother. Five doors down is a different party, they'll get, and somebody's living there, they'll get that whole tarmac at them, roads, traffic lights, but Mary still has no ramp. And that's only just one example of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The good guys go in, they make promises, genuine promises, and they find when they go in there, then they're not powerful enough to implement them, and then they get the blame for it. Finn, thank you. John, a politician's been dragged off to jail for lying to us. Your thoughts? Morning.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Good morning. I saw the piece there by Adam Price, former leader of the Welsh Assembly. And this is the guy that actually went, and he was mocked and jeered and laughed at the time, Peter. He wanted to actually bring Tony Blair to court for lying.
He did.
Over the weapons of mass destruction, which, and we all know what happened there. Thousands of people did. The whole Middle East destabilized right up to this day. So if anyone that should be behind bars is Tony Blair and Alistair Campbell as well, his advisor. No, the thing is, look, we all lie on the daily basis to our life. We've done it some stage to get us out of a hole or to get someone off our back. People lie every day. People lie in jobs, whatever kind of a job is, right? But the thing is, if you're a legislator, if you put yourself forward and you're looking for the trust, because that's what it is, your vote, the trust of the Irish people, whether it be locally or nationally, right, or for Europe, and you betrayed that trust and you've been seen to be caught out on a blatant lie, you should have to step down. In America, in some states, as you possibly know, they have a system called the recall system. You can actually, if you get enough of people involved and sign a petition, you can get rid of the local judge, you can get rid of the local sheriff, and you can get the state senator recalled. That's what we need here. It's not good enough that you promised people, like Andy Kinney, remember that he was just mentioned there, in 2009 he said, when he was asked about putting a tax on people's home, he said it would be more immoral and unjust.
I remember that.
And what did he do? What did he do when he got into power? Is that not a lie? I mean, it's a betrayal.
Well, you see, what he did then, you see, John, and not just Andy Kinney, anyone like him, what they do is they'll say, I would never do that. Then they go into power, and you see the real politicians take over then. The real ones, well, the see, ones we never see. The civil servants who say, Taoiseach, you're going to have to do that.
Well, you see, this is what's going to have to change now. And if it don't change now, because the next government will take us right up to 2030. If the people that are elected by the people don't take on this permanent government, right, and say, we are the elected ones, not you guys, right? We call the shots because we were elected. If that doesn't change, nothing will change. The lying will go on.
Well, you know what, John, I'm with you there on that one, and I don't believe whatever department it is, and be it health, be it education, be it housing, be it whatever department you're in, you're the minister. You should be able to walk into your civil servants, and they're saying, Minister, and I'm saying, yeah. Actually, no. That is what I want you to do. Go ahead and do it. I am the minister. I am in charge. And I don't think they are.
The event centre was mentioned there, that site. I tell you, if they're going to build a prison, a standalone prison for lying politicians, forget the event centre, build a prison down there in the South Main Street and have a transparent walls in it so we can all see the liars.
Yeah, but remember the willful ones, they have to be willful.
I know. But it's just not good enough, like, I mean, what's going on.
No,
see it, PJ, you see it on prime time, I see it on the TV3 political programme, I see it in all the programmes, I see people looking, I'm shouting at the screen, you're a lawyer. You can see that they're caught out time and time again, and they'll say, look, well, I was misrepresented, or whatever.
Oh, that's what I believed at the time, that's the great get out, that's what I believed at the time.
Yeah, it's not good enough. Like, it's just not. I think people are sick of it now. I'm on the doors at the moment, as you know, but I'm not going to mention the party, because if I do, you'll have to mention all the other parties.
Good man, John. I'm getting it
on the doors. Like, the complete anger that's out there, the mistrust that's out there, people feeling betrayed and fed up and just abandoned.
Hi, John, thank you. Leave it there, would you? Thank you. 0818 96 96 96.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.